Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on.
Tennis.
Welcome back to Game On with Marie, Dunica and Ruby. And now we are talking tennis because the 2019 ATP season has one more story to tell as the top eight players battle it out at the year-end final. Stephen Higgins from CrossCourtView.com is with us in studio. Stephen, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the big names will be out in force.
The top eight, yeah. So we had the WTA finals, which is the top eight women. That was a couple of weeks ago. And Ash Barty won it. Copper fastening her incredible season where she is world number one, having started the season outside the top 10. And now we have the top eight men and we're about 3 days into it. So Federer played his second match earlier today where he beat Matteo Berrettini. And tonight is a very exciting match at 8 o'clock between Novak Djokovic, who's a five-time champion looking for his sixth ATP Finals trophy, against Dominic Thiem, who beat him in the semi-finals of the French Open before, of course, losing to Nadal in the final.
And there is an impressive group coming up behind those big names that we all know as well. Tell us about them.
Yeah, it's kind of been a tournament of breakouts. So I'm sure your listeners, and certainly when we've been on before, are very familiar with the top three players. And they have, just like the Grand Slams, Djokovic, Federer and Nadal have dominated the ATP Finals as well. But we do have the kind of a surge from the younger players. People like Stefanos Tsitsipas, who's a really exciting Greek player. He made the semi-finals of the Australian Open and he won yesterday. And then we also have Alexander Zverev, who actually won the title last year. We thought he'd kind of jump on to greater things, but has struggled with confidence. But he's found a bit of form in the Asian swing lately and had a brilliant win earlier in the week. So, yeah, they're kind of coming along, but it's probably taken a bit longer than maybe people expected.
But it's so hard to break those into that top ranks, isn't it? Like, they're just so
we've never really seen
so dominant.
We've never seen anything like the standard where, if you think about it, when Pete Sampras retired, he had won 14 Grand Slams and people thought, oh, that record won't be broken for 10-20 years. We now have three players playing actively who've all beaten that record, and you have Federer on 20, Nadal is now at 19, and then you've Djokovic is only a couple behind that. So it's an extraordinary thing where the three of them could well finish with 20 majors each, at least.
Is it like that? Is it like the soccer now that the three of them have pulled so far away that to try to close that gap is nearly too much for anyone else?
Well, it's funny, even just writing the preview of the stuff that, say, Federer, this is his 17th time playing in the championships for the top eight players. Whereas, obviously, if you think of the percentage of people who play tennis, people who play professional tennis, think of the percentage you even get into the top 10 in tennis at all. It's a big achievement. Say Berrettini, who's playing this week, an Italian player, he's only the fourth Italian male player to ever make it into the top 10 of the ATP. And Federer's into his 17th tournament of this. But yeah, they have driven the standards and forced the other players to try and meet that level. And it is just too much. I mean, they're pretty much, there's an argument for each of them to be the greatest men's player we've ever seen. And you could debate all night, you could debate all year about it.
But is it tough then to break into that circuit because everyone wants to see them? You know, they're like, they're the box office names in the sport. So would they tend to get favourable draws?
Well, this was, Federer was questioned about that. I think it was during the US Open or so. And he had rare cursing in a press conference when he's asked about it. It's kind of an interesting thing. I was at Wimbledon this year and I was in the queue and Federer was playing on the Tuesday and there were literally people who started queuing from the Saturday before just to see him because they knew he was on the Tuesday. Now, of course, people who are in the queue in future years will be delighted when he's gone because they might actually get a ticket in. But there's nothing like his appeal. I mean, Federer himself, you're talking kind of Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods kind of stuff in terms of how he transcends the entire sport altogether. And he is bigger than the sport in a sense, but the two other guys, particularly Nadal, are just right behind him.
Dunica, as someone who played professional sport up until nearly 40, you must be looking at these guys going, how are they doing it?
Yeah, to be fair to him, because it's a grueling enough old sport, it's tough on, it looks really tough on the joints, knees, hips, just the agility to,
I think of Murray with his hip surgery just this year, which is very common,
which he came back from as well, which is somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he's the first of a singles player of that level to get this hip resurfacing that's actually playing to an extraordinary standard. A doubles player, Bob Bryan, got the same surgery about a year ago and he was kind of an inspiration for Murray. But of course Murray is such an extraordinary athlete anyway that if you're going to try and make success of it, he'd be one of the guys you choose.
So who is the favourite?
Djokovic is the favourite by usually miles, in the sense of he has been to at least the final of the tournament for the past six times he's entered. He's playing very well. The big match is kind of tonight against Thiem. He leads that head-to-head about 6-3, but Thiem has won three of the last four, and he was brilliant the other night against Federer. So that could be a decisive match to see if Federer could sneak through after winning earlier today.
Stephen, I'm sorry it's such a short time to have you in, but nonetheless, we now have something to look forward to tonight, Donegal.
Oh yes, here we go.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.